There was a teacher from a Maryland school district fired because she replied to a student's tweet. Now, Pets, you have a 13-year-old daughter. She's in school.
Uh-huh.
If this was an interaction that occurred between your daughter and the teacher, do you think it warrants her being fired? A student tweeted the other week when we had snow.
Uh-huh.
He said, can schools please let schools be closed tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Spelled tomorrow completely wrong. A bunch of M's, not enough R's, A's where they don't belong.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The teacher, this woman, Katie Nash, she tweeted back, but then how would you learn how to spell tomorrow? Smiley face. It ultimately, they fired her over it.
See, I think that's a little bit
extreme. Is that extreme?
Yeah, it is. Totally.
Don't you know, even though it's not correct,
uh-huh,
you have to be so, because what are they going to say? You embarrassed him and on the internet, you mocked him, you made him look stupid. And even though the student says, oh, I wasn't offended, I thought it was funny,
uh-huh,
you know, but because this, her tweet back got all these thousands of retweets, that you're mocking him and that hurts his self-esteem and his ego. This is how we act now. Are you surprised that she was fired?
No, not really. I think the thing is as well now, I guess it was like it when I was at school, and I guess it was like it when you were at school, mm-hmm, as well. But right now, and I know that from my daughter, they use these slang terms all the time, like more than ever, than I ever remember. Like, and it's, and a lot of the songs that my daughter listens to, I'm like, what are they saying? It's like, oh, there's all these like different slang words that they use. Like, if you saw that, would you think that might be just a terminology that kids might be, that's how they're spelling tomorrow right now?
What?
And that sounds stupid. But what I'm saying is, I know it sounds stupid, but, and then for her to come back with that, like, which is with a smiley face, like, she's not like saying, oh, you know, she's not mocking him, mm-hmm, as such. So it's such a gray area, I would think, for a teacher. But to get fired over something like that, it's just so stupid. You cannot say and do anything right now, and it's so bad.
And we blame it on this generation, but you know, the millennials didn't fire her.
No.
Her either coworkers of equal or greater age fired her over it.
Everyone's so scared, I think, of just being sued, for one, I think, is one of the things. But it's just that people just so, I mean, when I was at school, if you were talking in class, they'd throw that chalkboard eraser, mm, at you that had wooden on the back, and if they hit you, do you know what? It hit you because you were talking.
It's the social media really makes a lot of things, like you said, a gray area, because, mm-hmm, it's great to be able to interact with students, yep, on social media. We go through our social media, you know, yep, we always interact with listeners on social media. That's why we have our Twitter, we have our Instagram, we have Facebook, Snapchat, you know, all this stuff, so that we can stay in touch, and it makes it so you're more connected to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But then do you have to be so careful where,
yes,
those lines or get too blurred? And now this happens, where Katie Nash fired because of her tweet, but then how would you learn how to spell tomorrow, smiley face?
I think there's nothing in that at all.
You can tweet us, we won't insult you.
You well, can tweet. There's no guarantee there.
You can tweet at Pets and Amy and be a part of the show.